A Saturday drum class with the Senegalese master Ibrahima Camara could go on for 5 hours.
He really wanted us to get it, the details of the rhythm, you know, and the right feeling about it.
Damon Weinstein studied with Ibrahima in Cambridge for about 7 years.
Because first he'd say it. He'd say it like in English. He'd say it in language. He'd say it in the way, you know, biti bata, biti banta. You know, he would say it in a way that I could understand the simple side. But then he'd move it. He'd slide it from that simple thing to the feel of it.
In Dakar, Ibrahima had been lead drummer and musical director for the National Ballet.
It was like he brought Africa to America and he brought America to Africa.
Ibrahima wove the cultures together through drumming and sometimes through metaphor.
And so I remember one time he was telling us, hold on, stop. Look at the skin on your drum. He said, imagine that's your lover's back. That's her skin. Don't hurt her.
His long, long lessons were about life as well as music.
He had a huge heart, and he was a huge ball of feeling. Everything he ever did was just so right off the top. And so it would be confusing, like suddenly he'd change it. He'd change rhythms on us midstream, like we're doing this, and then he'd be like, no, we're doing this now. And people couldn't even take it. Like, but you just said you're doing that. He said, this is what I'm saying you're doing. You know, it's not what I said before. It's what I'm saying now. And to keep up is like taking a breath, and here we are now.
You will feel it and you give it. That's what you do. So it's important to really get it like that. Even though you don't do it right, you will do exactly copy what you see, but this is the way.
In 1997, he brought Damon and the other students to Dakar to play in the National Theater. He gave an Ibrahimic pep talk beforehand.
Something to the effect of, if you play the rhythm off, you're going to offend the people. He's like, you cannot play off. You're going to play on. He was so strong. He was like, I know you're going to do it because you have to do it.
The rhythm was music, but the rhythm was also knowledge. When to speak with words, when to speak with sound, and how to recognize the living essence in all things. Thank you.